Good morning, everybody. We started yesterday the very important topic of women in Talmud Torah. And actually, I spoke to my son about this topic over the WhatsApp call in Israel. So it was a lot of fun. So again, just to review, on page 21, we saw a Mishnah that essentially says that if a woman has some type of zechus, some type of merit of some sort, even if she was deservingly, she should have suffered the consequences from the Meisota, nonetheless, if she had this type of zechut, then the powers, the effect of the Meisota would not take effect. And on that, Rabbi Elazar says, whoever teaches the daughter of Torah teaches her a sense of promiscuity because she'll learn this trick, right? That if she understands that, shall we say, she can become a Sota lady and have a type of merit to push off the punishment, it would perhaps lead to promiscuity. So it appears that the whole concept of, it's not, you can't teach women Torah, it's just that one, you know, concept, she'll learn to circumvent or she'll learn to deflect the punishment if she becomes too knowledgeable. And the Rambam, however, takes that line of Rabbi Elazar and says, no, the women should not, whoever teaches a woman Torah, it's as if they're teaching them promiscuity, tiflus, and, of course, that's referring to only Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh, of course, they have to, that they need to do. At the same time, the Rambam writes that women, what's that line there? Many of them, yeah, Rov Nashim Ein Datam Mechavanos Lehislamed. The most women don't have an ability to be able to learn the fi and use that time. They have this, you know, psychological, emotional, intellectual barrier when it comes to learning. Because that premise is going to be an important premise of the Rambam writes, especially in the modern context. Okay, yet we saw that we're obligated, of course, to learn halachos that pertain to them. That was the Bir Halacha in 24. Commenting on the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Halevi in 25. That's where we left off. The Beis Halevi says that even if you want to tell women are obligated to learn Torah, nonetheless, they're obligated to learn the mitzvahs that pertain to them. And that's what the Beis Halevi says in number 25. Okay, if we jump down to 26, again, the Ramas echoes this concept. They've got to learn things that pertain to them, right? And of course, a woman would not be obligated to teach her son Torah. Page 180 at the top. Based on this, yeah. Yes, okay, so that would be an exception, meaning it pertains to her, but also could circumvent some type of consequence, I guess. Yeah. So that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that you think it pertains to her, she should know about it. The answer is, you know, be careful, because maybe she can misconstrue it or use it for... Okay, 180. Okay. Based on this, it should be permitted for women to study practical halacha, at least in a manner which simply summarizes the bottom line for each issue. What's the halacha with regard to studying other subjects, like Tanakh, or Jewish philosophy? According to the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, it seems that even if it is technically permitted, it should be discouraged. This too is difficult to understand in our modern world, where many women have received a high-level yeshiva or secular education. How can we explain the current situation where women do study way more than just your bottom line halacha? Okay.
Is it because they're more progressive?
Okay.
Are women more progressive?
So when you talk about progressive, the Rambam says, right, the Nashim Datot Kalot Heina, that they don't have the ability to do it. Well, we'll see this in a few minutes. One of the challenges is that, so what should they do? They should learn the highest level of physics and chemistry and biology and philosophy, but when it comes to Torah, they should be kept at the lowest level of intellectual, right? That's very problematic, because it makes Torah look not very chashuv, and it makes the secular topics be considered more chashuv. By the way, this is also true, and this is one of the challenges in when we talk about day school education. You know, if the rabbi always gives the 98s and the 99s, but the chemistry teacher doesn't give higher than a 91, so it makes, you know, chemistry look like a real subject. It makes the Torah classes like a joke, right? Everyone gets 99. Everyone has a 99 average in the Torah subjects. It's very problematic from a value perspective, right? If all your Hebrew, your Judaic studies, everyone gets in the high 90s, but in calculus, you've got to work really hard to get a 85. So what does that say about Torah? Okay, that's a conversation for another time. So if you take a look at Rav Hirsch, he says, They don't have to be, you know, experts. Those bikios b'midrashi halacha to know all the midrashi halacha. Why? He was a yaskub ikar nashi. That the men are going to generally deal with ulam havanat hamikra, but understanding the Tanakh. Va'utal yediyah hadurushal diras Hashem, but to know things, to fear Hashem, v'yad lishmir mitzvos. In order to be able to perform the mitzvahs, kavdanios lekamos hashalem, he sheyaches liitzuv haruach v'alev shel binoseinu bidyuk kemo shel habanim. It says in reverse, when it comes to understand the mitzvahs, right, they've got to know what to do, they have to appreciate it, right? They need to be able to be treated just like our sons. You know, first is advocating that we need to be able to have a curriculum to provide teachers that can teach on a level as rigorous in many ways, as for men itself. Okay? So that's, especially the era of Machshava, right? The era of philosophy. So, and if you take a look, and you'll notice that I highlighted this too, that in the Rambam, in 28, he says, B'vinish Rov Anashim, right? Most women cannot concentrate. I read the English there in number 28. Most women cannot concentrate their attention on study, and thus transform the words of Torah into idle matters because of their lack of understanding. You'll notice, since the Rambam is using this language of, you know, most or many, right? On that, the Prishon 29 says, well, wait a second. Avalim lamda latzma, right? So again, this is about teaching. What about if she picks up a book herself? You know, today, we self-taught. And lamda latzma anu ro'in shiyatza meharov. All of a sudden, she demonstrates that she's no longer the majority because she's able to. She has special acumen. You know what teaches her? She picks up a book. This is talking about the preacher. We're talking about hundreds of years ago, right? She picks up a book. Rabbi Yeshua Falk picks up the Sefer. All of a sudden, we see that she's a minority. She has incredible acumen. She has incredible intellectual, philosophical thought. So what about her? So ain't. She would have schar. We see that she's not interested in idle matters. We see that she wants stark. She wants to, I don't know, she wants to, you know, dafyomi, right? Maybe the father can't teach her because maybe she'll turn into idle matters. Because he doesn't really know what's inside her heart. Okay, so that's already going back 100 years, but we see there's an opening of this possibility of women demonstrating on their own accord that they are that exception. And if they demonstrate they are the exception, well, maybe we have to they'd be allowed to learn and study on a different level than everyone around them. And that was already 100 years ago. This is a wild statement. Yeah. Okay, so that's exactly, so this is going to begin this conversation with today, right? Very good, very good. Okay, you'll see, he's going to build it up. He's going to make that argument in a second. Now, this is an amazing story. I've never seen this source before in my life. This goes back to some Italian Rav who's from the 16th century. And again, the concept of if they want to learn on their own, to achieve closeness to Hashem, they can definitely do so. Okay, that's number 30. Turn the page. Okay, 182 at the top. Should the type of approaches suggested by Rav Hirsch, the Prisha, and the Mayan Ganim be accepted as the practical halacha for the mainstream Orthodox community? If so, how far should these ideas be taken? Until the 20th century, those women that studied Torah based on these permissive approaches were generally in the small minority. 100 years ago, small minority. The women were often taught whatever they needed to know but at home by their parents. However, due to the massive changes in society that took place during the 20th century, poskim, like the Chafetz Chaim, agreed it is necessary for girls to be officially taught a more complex curriculum of Torah subjects, and therefore gave his agreement and blessing at the founding of the Beis Yaakov movement by Sarah Schneer in Poland. Here is his explanation. Remember, so this is the Chafetz Chaim 100 and a bit years ago, okay? Let's read this in actual English. It seems that all this applied only in earlier times, when everyone lived in the place of his forefathers, and the tradition received from one's forefathers had a very strong hold on each and every individual, so that he would conduct himself as did his forefathers. As the Torah says, ask your father, he'll tell you. In such a situation, we could say that a woman should not study Torah, as she should rely in her conduct on her righteous forefathers. But now, owing to our many sins, where the tradition received from one's forefathers has become very weak, and it is also common that a person does not live at all in the place of his forefathers, especially among those who have learned the script and language of the nations. It is certainly a great mitzvah to teach them Chumash, and also the prophets and the writings and the ethical teaching of the sages like Pirkei Avos and Sefer Minoras HaMo'or and the like, so that our holy faith should become fortified among them. For if this is not done, they are liable to stray completely from the path of God and their foundations of the religion. So, but you should know, when he said this, that was controversial. That was, you know, how are you going to teach her? She's going to go to school? She's going to be taught things from a rabbi, right? That was considered like...
It's not controversial now.
No, 100 years ago, right? Oh, so again, so we see Tanakh, Pirkei Avos, okay, Pirkei Avos is Mishnayos, right? That's Mishnayos, right? Right? And in a formal way. And again, teaching isn't just like, you know, when they mean teaching here, they don't just mean, you know, Vayomer Hashem said, you know, there's teaching, there's discussion, there's learning, right? You can't just, you know, we're going to just translate the words, right?
I feel like he's covering up for his rabbinical predecessors.
So, what?
He's covering up for his rabbinical predecessors a little, because he's saying that he doesn't say anything about their ability to learn. Everyone else previously says they don't have the ability. It's a little weird.
Right, okay, so, I also have to remember, and this is what's happening in the world around them, women are starting to go to school. Women are receiving formal secular education.
100 years ago, right?
I don't know the exact year. When the Education Act was passed?
It's not even close. It's like the 50s, buddy.
The Education Act... 40s,
right after the war.
Yeah. Right. So even before... Right, see, this is pre-war, right? Obviously, yeah. this is pre-war. So, okay, but what about today? So we're going to see there's a few different opinions out there. And again, the Chofetz Chaim did not necessarily talk about women learning Gemara. Right? That's very important.
1974, if you're interested.
What women?
Women's Education Act.
Oh, okay. So that's
74.
Oh, wow. I thought it was right after World War II.
So did I.
Now you're going to see that... How much can they learn? So take a look at the Paskim Uchuvos in Source 32. This is, as we're going to see, very much in the Satmar world. Mikom Makom, Lo Hutra. So the Chofetz Chaim allowed things to be taught, but Lo Hutra L'Medekol. You can't teach them everything. He had Torah Hinnitzchis. The Torah is eternal. Him Armu Chazal, Shehu Kolam Dam Tiflos. If the rabbi said teaching Torah is like teaching them Tiflos, Kein Hu B'chol Doros. That is true for all generations. Okay, so he is not willing, right? Here's opinion number one. Not willing to say things have changed. Yeah, women in those days were, you know, it's considered teaching them Tiflis back then. It still is now. Even though, so he's taking it out of context, right? Even though it's not, what about the, is it only a Sot issue? No. He's taking it, extracting it from the Sot issue and applying it to everything.
So he's saying all of Tanakh.
Okay, so that's, you're going to say Tanakh is going to be okay. But we're going to focus on more of the Torah Shabbat, Mishnah Gemara.
What I've seen, though, is that women generally do like to learn those subjects more than they like to learn Gemara. Like, I've met a few women, like very smart women, who only learn Torah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't learn Gemara, like, and they give, like, their own speeches on it. So maybe, like, in some way that they do have a sense of what subjects they prefer to learn. One of the most prolific women teachers of any Jewish subject, Nechama Leibowitz, right? Tanakh.
Right. But again, Nechama Leibowitz didn't just quote Tanakh. She knew, you know.
Yeah, but she primarily commentated on Tanakh.
For sure. Okay, so again, this is the first opinion that what times have not changed. The Xeris don't change. You only teach Tanakh, and that's what he says. Heter rak l'lova Tanakh, Avos, and Sifri Musar. But everything else, there is no heter. And not only that, even learning Tanakh should not be lo ye'i mefarshim. They shouldn't be done with complex mefarshim like the Ramban. He even says not too much Rashi. Okay, that's opinion one. Okay, not too much. Moshe Feinstein in 33, right? And he says, but v'dvarshim tzu batei sifra Le yilados, right, for girls, the naros, for young ladies, Nigubashim Beis Yaakov, right? They need teachers. L'modi mehem mishnayas. What about teaching the mishnayas? Hinei Rambam, Pasak, Rabbi Lezer, Besota, Ein l'mama l'banos Torah. Ach hu mechaleik Shekilu melamda tiflos. That's referring to tiflos is Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebuchtav ain't a kumalamda tiflos. So Torah Shebuchtav is totally fine. Ach, lahatchila gam ze in lamed. Wow. You know, lahatchila that might, should not be taught. A kopanim shnayos. She Torah Shebal Peh, so chachamim shalo yulmadum vihu ki ilu lamdum tiflos. Chayin tzarich l'minoam mizo v'rak pirkei avos. Musar, hangos tavos, or acting properly, that can be taught, but not mesechtos. Okay? So that is essentially one school of thought. One school of thought is, things have not really changed, same back then, same today, in hundreds of years, and that is one opinion. That is one school of thought. Now, if you take a look in the, in the more modern world, the question that stands. If you take a look at 34, the Pinnei Halacha.
Here we're moving a lot more into the Dati Leumi.
Yes, yeah. No, for sure. And they argued, a little more of an open liberal opinion. Source 34. Even though there's no necessary mitzvah for them to learn Gemara. Be'iyun, im afarshim rishim v'achronim, yikol makom baro shemotar l'chol yisham yonim l'lmod Torah l'shem shemayim, but they can. V'avram v'chazal, shim asuzda ken yesh l'zchos, she has chos, l'mro she'en hi mitzvah. Again, they get chos, of course, for doing so. V'lachen, hayu nashim afor samos b'Yisrael, shenod'u kitalmidos chachamos balos shi'ur koma. That women who knew at the highest level, they were able to teach Torah. But if they don't have this incredible desire, don't go into too much. But just go over the conclusion of halachos that deal that pertains to them, and of course the emuna and musar. Right?
It's a very, very interesting stance, like on the opposite end, which is very interesting. He still is like almost tiptoeing around the idea of tiflos by saying, if the person is really interested in Torah, it's okay. But if the person isn't so interested,
don't
in Torah,
don't push it. Right.
Like actually, like even farther than that, like they shouldn't be delving too deep into it.
Don't push it.
It seems to imply that men, on the other hand, have a chova to delve deeper into it, whereas women don't and shouldn't if they don't have the desire to.
Right. That appears to be what he's saying. Now, Rav Soloveitchik was very interesting. Rav Soloveitchik, and again, this was made him very unique, was that he felt that women should be learning Gemara, both in the school of Maimonides and even at Stern College. And his grandson, who is Rav Meir Tversky, explains as follows. This is very interesting. Look at page 185. The halacha prohibiting Torah studies for women is not indiscriminate or all-encompassing. There is complete anonymity that women are obligated to halacha pertaining to mitzvahs that are coming upon them. Well, that's an easy one. Clearly, men are permitted to provide instruction in these areas. Clearly, the father's obligation of chinuch relates equally to sons and daughters. The prohibition of teaching oral law to women relates to optional study. If ever circumstances dictate that the study of the oral law is necessary to provide a firm foundation of faith, such study becomes obligatory and obviously lies beyond the pale of any prohibition. So again, I want to emphasize that line there. If there's a situation where learning Torah Shabbat Peh becomes necessary for a firm foundation, it becomes a chiyuv. Undoubtedly, the Raz perspective was more far-reaching than of the Chofetz Chaim and others. But the difference in magnitude should not obscure the fundamental agreement. Intuitively, it is clear that the guidelines of the Talmud and Masechet Sota were never intended for our epoch. This is not an instance of modernism, but of Torah intuition. Meaning, he's not saying that he's being modern. He's saying that was always the intent of the Torah. Always the intent of the Torah was to teach women what they needed to know, and now they need to know more just because of the world that we live in. That's not a modern statement. He says that's, in fact, what the Torah itself is saying.
I mean,
it's a very interesting.
Torah agrees with
what?
I don't know if that Torah agrees with that.
It's literally the
pasuk like the first instance in the Torah of a woman learning something more than a man, learning something from a divine interpretation was Eve eating the apple. What about Devorah? Fruit. She used her knowledge. She used her knowledge evilly.
I mean,
Taught
from a man, and she used it evilly.
Exactly.
Okay.
But David, then we have the Shofetes Devorah, who evidently was quite successful. So.
Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, that's in source 35. He begins to say that, based on the world that we live in, something that I made reference to earlier, that if a person who's growing up in this context, where they have, you know, high levels of learning, here, well, if you take a look at that bottom paragraph, there's like a few dots there. Women today receive a broad general education, and many attend universities, and there, as well as within society in general. They come into contact with diverse worldviews and philosophies to the point that the knowledge and values of Torah are urgently required by women. Right? That if you're going to, like I said, if you're going to be out there in the world and having secular studies, I'm not even talking about even universities, even in high school, with chemistry and physics, and it's so rigorous and complex, but your Torah is going to be at a more superficial level. What does it say about Torah? That Torah is superficial, but chemistry shouldn't be superficial, right? I mean, it's absurd, right? That Torah is basic and, you know.
Or that men aren't capable of doing physics.
You can make Tanakh like more interesting than chemistry and stuff.
We're not talking about interest. You can make anything interesting.
No, but like, you can make it more complex, like Tanakh. Still on a basic level.
But remember we saw over here, right, that, you know, the Ramban, right, don't teach too much Ramban, right? That's too complex, right? Who said that? Was that Rav Moshe Feinstein? What was that?
Yeah, but nowadays, like women are learning complex subjects. There are more women in my major than there are men.
So, okay, so again, we see here that these are the... these are the different approaches. These are the different approaches in terms of for women learning, you know, Mishnayos and Gemara.
I think also Rav Cook condemned the rabbis around the time of the Haskalah of not teaching enough like Machshava and giving enough actual like deep reasoning for the mitzvah, and that's what caused a lot of peeling away because people didn't have justification for a lot of things they had questions about.
Right. Listen, there's no question that there was a lot of things came as a response to the lack of knowledge of women in certain areas. So, now, what Rav Aaron Lichtenstein does say, though, is that to push women to learn Gemara intensively, he felt that already was too far. You know, if women want to learn and they felt they had an ability and a desire, that's one thing. But, you know, there's no, to push them, he didn't think that was that was necessarily needed, and he said, especially again in the modern world, he felt that there was value in doing so.
Is that because we're losing a lot of spirituality in today's society?
Yes, that's right. So that is true. The question is, will teaching Gemara assist in spirituality? That's the question. Right? Is that going to assist in spirituality? Is that going to detract from spirituality?
I think that's what the men were always exposed to, and that. I think we know that males in general, Rove, right, need more, I think taking a look at this entire section in its entirety, going back to the time, I think they explained at the beginning saying that women were technically more homebodies and they were with their forefathers and everything, and men were out in society. Mm-hmm. So because men were out in society, this is what I'm understanding, because men were out in society, they needed something grounding them more in Torah and everything, and so because they were doing Oskei B'Issei in business and doing other things. As society progressed, nothing to do with modernism, I'm just saying as society progressed and changed, it no longer became the fact and the be-all and end-all that women were home and kind of being with their families only and do these things. And that has nothing to do with Judaism and Torah. That just happened to be society and move forward. And therefore, because women were now out in the world a little more, we were forced to understand the meaning of the Torah, like he said, Torah intuition, right? Mm-hmm. Rabbi Tversky said. Mm-hmm. We're forced to understand the intuition, and that the Torah understood that depending on the changes of society, women were now obligated, not obligated, but women were now needed these subjects, just like men needed them previously. I don't like the fact that at the beginning they say that it's not because they have the ability to do it. I don't think it's an ability issue.
The Rambam's language seemed to be focused on ability. Listen, we know now, you know, look at, I think most schools, look at the difference between, you know, yeah, if you have like a, you know, you compare Tiferes to Darcher or Chaim to Olpana, whatever it is, know, girls are way more into their studies. We take studying way more seriously. You cannot compare grade 9, grade 10, high school.
All studies.
They take their studies much more seriously. They take schools, they take life more seriously. Until you know.
In comparison, they do well like in school, like Opana.
They study much harder. They study much harder.
Religious.
They study much harder. They take their studies much
harder. I went to a college school. The girls were studying much harder than the guys.
Much harder than the guys.
Yeah, right? But were they actually successful in their Jewish spiritual, like growing into?
Okay, even in their Jewish studies, like seriously.
But they're taking it as a subject. They're not taking it as how to grow. Like that's not
definitely neither of the guys.
But now we are
not high school guys.
High school guys?
No,
not as much.
Like or in Nair or in Tiferes or in Beis Yaakov, where they're actually
no high school kids.
But I'm saying they're more focused on it. The rabbis care more about.
What time is meeting today?
They do in Or Chaim.
40 still? Hold on. Okay.
That's how it's seen.
Yeah.
According to this, it's perceived like, in height. In the ones who say it's completely ushered.
Well, fine. Basically, that's why it seems
like it's tiflis to like teach it.
Right.
Like according to them, if I give like a Dvar Torah, someone gives a Dvar Torah, and it has like Gemara or Rashi and stuff like that, are you not supposed to say those?
So that's where if it's summarized, it might be appeared to be okay. If it's not out of a text, then it would be okay. That's usually what people argue. That if it's like summarized.
Here in Stern in 1977.
Okay, let's end there. I think that's a good place to conclude. So we'll continue with the next topic next week.
Yeah, first of all, who's an elitist?